Okay, let's get back into Daf Yomi. We are in the sixth parak in Maseches Pesachim. We are back in Beit Shemesh. We are on Samach Hey Amid Beis. Hope all the Dafim that were the uploaded from the last cycle were there. And now we start again anew here in Chodesh Elul, Samach Hey Amid Beis, the sixth parak of Maseches Pesachim. Here we go. Elu Dvarim BePesach Dochen Es HaShabbos. So as we know, since the last parak, Daf Nun Ches, since we have been talking about the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th parak, are all about Pesach Rishon, and the Karban Pesach, says the Mishnah, parts of it are Doche Shabbos, if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. As we know, Erev Pesach is the day that's called Pesach in the Torah, so that's the day that the Karban Pesach is brought. And we do certain avodos, so all avodos that couldn't have been done beforehand, avodos that are done that day, even if they are Malachas da'arais on Shabbos, they're allowed to be done because that is the day. That's the carbon chova of the day. So elu dvarim bePesach dochen es haShabbos. The following parts of the avoda of the carbon Pesach are doche Shabbos. Shchita, so the shchita of the carbon Pesach, which is the iser of netilas neshama, of killing an animal, but one is allowed to do that. Vizrikas damo, the sprinkling of the blood. So what malach is that? It's not really malacha. Tosis points out that's just thrown in because of shchita. Zrikas damo tana agav shchita. So really, it's not a malacha. It's an issa derabanan at most. But that is just mentioned there because agav the shchita. The Tiferes Yisrael says maybe I have a havamina that why it would need to have been mentioned. The Tiferes Yisrael says, Kamash Malan, Dizrika Dachi Shabbos, Avda Amrinan, De Miskave De Lisvos Basar Beis HaShchita Bidam. The Gemara in Shabbos that we had on Daf Ayin Hay discusses that if I shecht an animal and I want the blood to be smeared on the neck so that it appears that it is fresh, that's an Isser of Soveya. So that could be a problem, says the Tiferes Yisrael. Maybe that's the Chiddush, that even though it's not such a Chiddush, that Zrika would be a problem. But still, maybe that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. There's no issue of Tzovei. Okay, that's his suggestion. Tosis wonders, though, even though Zrika is not included, what about Hefshit? What about skinning the animal? The Mishnah doesn't mention that. That also is Doche. Okay, either way, that's the first two. So Shchitas Damo, Zrikas Damo. And next, Umichui Karavav, and removing the waste of the inside of the animal. That also is Doche. The Gemara will explain, because so it doesn't become putrid and start smelling. V'haktaras Chalavav, and the burning of the fats. That's a Chiddush, because Haktaras Chalavav L'chora could be done that night. As we know, Hector Chalavim Ve'Varim, first Mishnah in Shas. And yet, we allow the Haktara, the burning of the fats, already on Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach. Well, again, we'll have to see in the Gemara, Bez Hashem, what exactly is the reason for that. So all of those actions are allowed because that's what's required on Erev Pesach, on Shabbos. Aval, Tzliaso, but the roasting of the Karban Pesach, and Vahadachas Karavav, and the washing of the innards, Einan Docha Nasa Shabbos, those are not Docha Shabbos, because those don't need to be Docha Shabbos, they can just be done that night, before one has the Seder, before one eats. Good. The Chashuke Chemed I saw discusses, also talking about something that, doing some types of avodos related, or actions related to something that is mutter on Shabbos, as we know, Bris Milah is Docha Shabbos. We'll talk about this again soon, about that. But what happens, he was asked, Sheila, Tinoch, what if you have a child who you're not sure if the baby's yellow or not? You're not sure if he's ra'ui to have a bris. Well, maybe he's not ra'ui, bachba sakana. And b'mosachol, on a weekday, you just check the dam to see with the level of the bilirubin. Are you allowed to check the level of the bilirubin on Shabbos? That's his question. O b'Shabbos, yefshel l'bot koki, adavar karuch b'b'leches netzilas neshama, ubod malachis. Taking a blood test. Hayemutu l'bot k'vaydei nachri. Can you check? So he quotes our Mishnah, where the Mishnah says only the actual parts of the mitzvah are doche of the Karban Pesach, but the machshire milah we paskin that could have been done before Shabbos are not. So this could have been done? No, well, it couldn't have been done because he wanted to check it today. So what do you consider this checking? Is this considered an avoda she'ef shar to do before Shabbos? Well, what about doing it through a non-Jew? So he says maybe that's a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah, whether you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to do an Isser d'oraisa for you, b'makam mitzvah, because this would be an Isser d'oraisa. You'd have to want to check the blood. It's not an ein sricha legufa. So he says, l'chora, if it's the minog of the kehila, is the minog of the Ashkenazim, he said, l'chora, maybe a non-Jew could be asked to do it, or getting someone else. Either way, that's an important discussion, l'maisa, where it comes up in terms of a malacha needing to be done on Shabbos. Good, that's part one. Part two, what happens in terms of getting the animal here on Shabbos? Har kavaso, bringing the animal, schlepping the animal on my back on Shabbos. On Erev Pesach, I want to bring it there. So let's say my animal's not moving so well. My sheep is a little being stubborn. So I'm going to put it on my back and bring it. Is that mutter? V'hava aso michus la'tchum, or bringing it from outside the tchum. Even if we assume that tchumen is durabanan, like most tanoim hold. V'chatichas yabalto, or cutting off of a wart of an animal, which would then allow me to shecht it. And Rashi quotes, as the Gemara is going to say, all of these are an Isser Durabanan type of malacha. If I'm going to cut it with my fingernail, not with a regular scissors, all of those are Durabanan, still ein andochnas haShabbos. All of those actions, even though they're only Isser Durabanan, because they could have been done before Shabbos, they are not Docha Shabbos. Why Har Kavaso, carrying the animal? Why is that Docha Shabbos? That's because of the principle of Chai Noseas Atzmo. Carrying a living item on Shabbos is Aser Durabanan. It's not Aser Daraisa. Carrying a baby that's able to walk. Carrying an animal. Carrying anything that's alive we discussed this back in Masechah Shabbos. That also, the live being helps itself. Chai Noseas Atzmo. That's what we know, like, just as a mashal, a sleeping baby is heavier than an awake baby, because they, when they're awake, they carry themselves a little more. So do a live baby. So that's why Chai Noseas Atzmo is a Durabanan. Bringing it from Chus Tatchum is a Durabanan, and Chatichas Yabalto. So all of those, the Tanakama holds, are not Doche Shabbos. Said that Rebbe Lazar, Omer Doche, Rebbe Eliezer says, no, they are Doche. That's what this Machlokas is going to be about. Are the Shvusim, are the Issa Durabanan, here, are they Docha Shabbos? So, the Gemara here quotes a Svara. So, Amar Eliezer. Eliezer says, I think they should be Docha. Why? Well, it's a Kal v'chomer. V'alo dinu. Ma im shchita. Shehi mishum malacha Docha es haShabbos. If shchita, which is an Issa Daraisa, we allow to be done on Shabbos. Docha es haShabbos. Not everybody agrees to. Eilu shehi mishum shvus. Lo yitchu es haShabbos. But these, which are only Issa Drabanan, they shouldn't be Docha Shabbos, so surely they should be Docha Shabbos, only also Durabanan, right? Simple Kavachomer, Daraisa to Durabanan. Omer le Rebbe Yoshua, Rebbe Yoshua says, what do you mean? Yomtif Yochiach, Yomtif will prove that this is incorrect. Why? Shehi Tiru ba Mishum Malacha on Yomtif. You're allowed to do certain malachas on Yomtif, right? Heter Ochel Nefesh. You're allowed to do Bishol. You're allowed to do certain malachas on Yomtif. Shechita and Bishol. And yet, Va'aser bo Mishum Shvus. And yet, you're not allowed to do Isur Drabanan that could have been done before Shabbos. So, that knocks out your Kal v'chomer. Amalei Rebbe Eliezer. Maze Yoshua. What are you bringing me rayas from Yomtif? What you do in your house? Cooking and shechting. What are you bringing me rayas? They were friends. It was on a first day basis. Maze Yehoshua, ma raya rishus lemitzvah. What raya are you bringing me from being in your own house, which is whatever you want to do, rishus lemitzvah, to hear when we're talking about Karban Pesach? We're talking about something that has to be done today. So I think, says Rebbe Eliezer, you can't compare them, and even the Isurei Durabanan should be able to be allowed on Erev Pesach. Heishiv Rabbi Akiva va'amar. Rabbi Akiva says, sorry, I still think Hazaa Tochiach. Rabbi Akiva gets involved. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua are on the same team. Says Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Hazaa Tochiach. Hazaa, what's Hazaa? The sprinkling. Let's say somebody is Tamei Meis, and they're day seven. We know if somebody is Tamei Meis, they have to be sprinkled with the ashes of the Paraduma twice, day three and seven. And on day seven, that works out to be Erev Pesach. So if they're not sprinkled today, they're not doing the Karban Pesach. And let's say that day is Shabbos. Are you allowed to sprinkle? That is an Issa D'Rabbanan of Tikkun. You're fixing this person to be able to be allowed to partake of the Karban Pesach. So Hazar Tochiach, says Rabbi Akiva, Shehi Mishum Mitzvah, Vehi Mishum Shvus, that also is a mitzvah, like Karban Pesach, and it's an Issa D'Rabbanan Ve'en Docha Shabbos. So you see, that's an example of something that is not Docha Shabbos, according to Rabbi Akiva. Afatam to Tam Alelu. So to these Yisurim of cutting off the wart and Harkavaso, Havaaso, all of these Sha'apa pi Shehemishum mitzvah. Even though they're a mitzvah, Vehemishum shvus lo yitchu et haShabbos. So do they? Should it be docha Shabbos? So Rabbi Kiva says there are other Yisurim derabanan that shouldn't be, that are not docha Shabbos. These also shouldn't be docha Shabbos. And Amar Rabbi Eliezer says, well, that's exactly my point. I think that is incorrect. The Aleha Anidan, you're saying, oh, it's a Kalachomer from Hazaah. Just like Hazaah is not Doche, so too, these Yisurim shouldn't be Doche? That's exactly my point. I argue on that. Uma im Shchita Shehimi Shemalacha. Doche Es HaShabbos. If Shchita, which is an Isidarai, says allowed to be Doche Shabbos for the Karban Pesach, Hazaah Shehimi Shemalacha Zeno, did you Doche Es HaShabbos? I think Hazaah should be Doche Shabbos. I argue on your assumption, says Rabbi Eliezer. If you look, before we continue, we're in the middle of a conversation, but if we look at, if we stop for a moment, the Tzlach here, the Noda Yehuda has a discussion based on the Rishonim that come up later on in a couple of days. What exactly is the Isser of Hazaah, the Isser Drabbanan? I mentioned that Rashi says in here, on the bottom line, Mischazi kemisakin gavri, like fixing. The person is Tameh, and he cannot partake of the Karban Pesach now, and if he gets sprinkled by the ashes, then he will become tar. So it's tikkun, like toveling on Shabbos is an issur d'rabbanan of tikkun, and being mafreshumus and maisus on Shabbos is an issur d'rabbanan of tikkun. So that's one idea. But as Rashi points out, that the Tzlach points out that if you look later on in the Tzlach test, there's another suggestion given of shema ya'aviren u'dalan amos. Xera de Rabba, that we have by Lulav, that we have by Shofar, and we have by Megillah. Maybe you should also have that by Hazah. You might carry the ashes of the Parah Aduma in order to be Matar the person. So he discusses whether that reason holds water according to all Shitas. Because there's a fifth context. We have the three in the Gemara, we have that fourth one, and there's a fifth one that's quoted by Tosfos and other Rishonim. What about Mila in general? Maybe Mila shouldn't be Docha Shabbos. Why? Even if it's the eighth day. Shema Yaviranu. Maybe you'll carry the knife. Maybe not carry the baby, because that would be an Isidra Banan, but maybe you'd carry the knife. So Tosfos, in the beginning of Masechet Megillah, and the Ran discuss this, and they say, some say that, well, by Mila, it's not everybody is Tarud, it's only you. Only you're Tarud. Everybody else is not involved in being mother, so I'm going to remind you. On the other ones, everybody's involved in Shofar and Lulav, so nobody's going to remember. They're all going to be rushed. So maybe that's why. So how would that reason apply here? Hazaah, well, says that Tzlach, on the one hand, nobody else is being mitahir themselves from Tomei Meis. So they're not tarred in that way, but Erev Pesach is a tarred day. So he just wonders, you know, do you go by the tirda of the same type of tirda is required? Or maybe it's just a tarred day, so nobody will have time to focus. Erev Pesach was the busiest day of the year in the Beis HaMikdash, the busiest, all of Klal Yisrael, bringing their karbanos. So that's his wonderment. Says, is it tirda in general, or do you say it has to be the same tirda? And the nafkamina would be, is this a proper reason? And he says, another nafkamina would be, im ira tamei meis, shechal shlishi yoshvi shalom b'Shabbos. What about the rest of the year? If you have a tamei meis, whose seventh day is Shabbos. Right there, the am is in tarud. Right? Nobody else is being tarud that day. But it's still fixing. Would you say Gzeira Hashem Yaviren on the other days when other people aren't tired? Okay, so that's his discussion right here of Tirda. Where are the ashes? The ashes are in the Beis HaMikdash. So right, so that relates maybe a couple of weeks ago. You're mentioning that the Azara is the Azara we had. Is Azara Rosh Hashanah or not? So we had a day that said Azara is Rosh Hashanah. So you're right. If the Azara is not Rosh Hashanah, so then you know there's no shash anyway. Of unless you take the ashes out, right? You don't sprinkle everybody in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's a good har. Okay, so we continue now. So we have a machlokas tanoim, whether these isurei derabanan of harkava and havaso chus latchum, whether they should be docha Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva says, well, the hazo is not docha Shabbos, neither are these. Rabbi Lezer says, well, I argue on that. I think it should be docha Shabbos. So Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, O chiluf. Rabbi Akiva says, wait a minute. No, I think just the opposite. Ma, you think there's a kal vachomer from shchita to hazaah? I think the opposite. O chiluf, ma im hazaah. Shehimishum shvus Eino doches haShabbos. If sprinkling on day 7 would not be doches haShabbos, that's my assumption. Shchita shivishim alachi in addition to doches haShabbos. You think shchita should be a given and hazah should be the application? I think just the opposite. Hazah, the Issa d'Rabbanan, is not doches, it's surely shchita. That's a difficult line in the Mishnah, right? Because that's a mefurish pasuk in Chumash. That the shchita, the current Pesach, is doches haShabbos when Erev Pesach falls out of Shabbos. So what, is he really serious? Does Rabbi Akiva really mean it, or is he just saying, nah, I think that what you're saying is too far, but I don't really think what I'm saying. Well, first do the next line. It's exactly what the Gemara says in the next line. Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Akiva, Akarta Mashakasa Batorah. What are you talking about? Shchita is not going to be Docha Shabbos? It says Bimo Ado, in the proper time. Bein Bachol, Bein B'Shabbos. The word Bimo Ado teaches me that it's always Docha Shabbos. It's always Docha, even if it's on Shabbos. Amalo Rebbe, Haveli Moed Le'elu Kemoed L'Shchita. Okay, bring me, you're telling me that, Shchita? So, it sounds like from this line that he was just like pushing him, but he didn't really mean the line. Rebbe Akiva says, I don't have a Moado by these, a special pasuk by these Yisurei D'Rabbanan to be Docha like you have by Shchita. So therefore, I say it would only be shchita. Again, the tzlach in the next piece says, what's the havamina? What's the machlokas about? L'chora divrei Rabbi Akiva tamuin. What was Rabbi Akiva's havamina? No, there's not a pasuk in Chumash. So maybe what he meant to say, says the tzlach, relating to his previous paragraph, was that, well, maybe he never meant on a daraisa level. It wouldn't be allowed. On a daraisa level, it would be allowed. But maybe he meant to say, gezeira shem yavirenu. Right, maybe you shouldn't be able to do certain Yisurei D'Rabbanan. But maybe you would carry the knife of the shchit of the shchitas Karban Pesach. And what's Rabbi Elezer's answer? No, it has to be mutter. He says maybe based on the Taz. The Taz and Ilchos Rosh Hashanah and Yana Dioma, a couple of weeks, we're according to all Shitas now, right? We know how many days before Yantif you have to talk about the Yantif. We had it at the beginning of the Masechta. Either a month or 2 weeks. So now we're a L'chala Deus, we're 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. So the Taz and Ilchos Rosh Hashanah asks, not this year, but what happens if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, says the Taz, maybe you shouldn't be allowed to blow shofar. Shema Yisakin Klei Shir. So this is Rabbanan to blow musical instruments on Shabbos and Yantif. So maybe when Rosh Hashanah, not only when Rosh Hashanah, his question is not only when it falls out on Shabbos, but even when it falls out on weekday. Is this a Rabbanan to play musical instruments on Shabbos and Yantif? So you should never be able to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Ask the Taz. What's the Taz's answer? You can't say that. Because the Torah says to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The Chachamim do not have the power to totally obliterate and wipe out a mitzvah forever. They can't do that. They could say if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you're not going to blow this year. But if Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, you're never going to blow. Says the Taz, the Chacham do not have that power. And that's why the Taz says, what we just said, mentioned before, that's why you can't say that Mila is not Docha Shabbos, if it's the eighth day on Shabbos. Because we have a separate pasuk in Parshas Tazria, Ubiyom HaShmini, it's as if the Torah says, do bris Mila even when it falls out on Shabbos. Because there's a special pasuk, a separate extra pasuk teaching me that. So Chazal don't have the power to do that. That Taz is quoted by many Achronim in various contexts. So the Tzlach's closer right here. Maybe that's what Rabbi Eliezer is saying back to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, you're suggesting, okay, fine, Shchita's Mutter Daraisa, but maybe you shouldn't be able to shech the Karban Pesach? But it says B'moado. It's as if there's a pasuk in Chumash that says, you shech the Karban Pesach even if it falls out on Shabbos. So maybe that's the conversation that is going on here. Okay, we continue. Says the last line of the Mishnah, Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva, Kol Malacha. Rabbi Akiva says, let me sum up what my sheet is. Kol Malacha she'efshar la'asosa me'er of Shabbos, eino doches haShabbos. Any Malacha that could have been done before Shabbos is not doches haShabbos. Shchita she'efshar la'asosa me'er of Shabbos, doches haShabbos. Shchita couldn't have been done. You can't do the Shchita, the Karban Pesach, before Chatzos, before Bein Arbayim of Erev Pesach, so that happens to be Shabbos that year, so there's nothing else to do about it. But anything that could have been done beforehand must, right? Same Mishnah appears in the 19th Perek of Shabbos, same Machlokas regarding Machshirei Mila that could have been done before Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, it appears by Karban Pesach, and it appears by Bris Mila. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Halacha zu nis'alma mibnei b'seira. The Bnei Beseira, who were the leaders of the generation in Eretz Yisrael at the time, 1 year, they forgot this halacha. They didn't read it. No. It was Erev Pesach on Shabbos, and they forgot. Are we allowed to do the Pesach? Are we not allowed to do the Pesach? Very unusual. What? It happens every couple of years. It's not like it happens only every 25 years. It happens every couple. What do you mean they forgot? So it seems clear, and the Achronim, the Marsha says this, that there was Siyata Deshmaya that they forgot because it was time for another sheriff in town. It was time for another Nasi to take over. So it was forgotten, right? That Lashon of Nis'alma we have in the Torah also, right? We know by Moshe Rabbeinu. There were four halachos, Nis'alma Mimenu. And they're also what Moshe Rabbeinu forgot. Doesn't forget. Nis'alma mimenu on purpose for various reasons. And the Bnos Slavcha came in, whoever it was, to be able to get it written on their name. So Pamachas Cholabas Alias B'Shabbos. What time was Erev Pesach on Shabbos? Shachechu v'lo yadu. In Pesach Doches HaShabbos. In Lav, they weren't sure if Pesach was Doches HaShabbos. Amru. Klum Yish Adam Sheyodeya. In Pesach Doches HaShabbos. In Lav, is there anybody that knows whether Pesach is Doches HaShabbos? Amru lahem, Adam echad yesh, sha'alami Babel. Yeah, there's one man. There's one man that came up from Babel recently. The Hillel HaBavli Shmo. Hillel is his name. Sheshimesh Shnegdole Adar Shmaya Vavtalyon. He serviced, not only learned by, but he serviced the two great Gdole Adar, Shmaya Vavtalyon, Viodeya, in Pesach Tochas HaShabbos Imlav. I'm sure he knows. Right, they see that big rabbi in the corner there that's quiet. I'm sure he knows. What happened? Shilchu v'karulo. They called him. Amrulo klumata yodeya em pesach docha d'shabbos im lav. They asked him, is it docha shabbos? Amrulo hem. V'chi pesach echad yesh lanu bashana. She docha d'shabbos? Is this the only carbon of its kind that is docha shabbos? This isn't the only. What are you asking about Pesach for? What about carbon tamid? What's the difference? V'alo harbe yosem imasayim psachim yesh lanu bashana. She docha d'shabbos. We have more than 200. Doesn't mean we have more than 200 carbonos Pesach a year, right? We have one, but it means carbonos like in the same category as carbon Pesach. Meaning, Rashi points out there are 50 Shabbosim when you have the carbon Tamid and the carbon Musaf, and you have a couple of other Yontif days. You have other carbonos Chova that have to be done this day that are Doche. So what you do the carbon Tamid? So why do you think this is any difference? So Amrulo Minayin Lecha. They said, okay, how do you know that? How do you know that it's doche? Amar lahem, nomar b'moado, ne'amar b'moado b'pesach, v'ne'amar moado b'tamid. It says moado, in its time, by the carbon Pesach and by the carbon tamid. Ma moado ha'amur b'tamid doche as a Shabbos. Just like moado by the tamid, that word teaches me that in its time is even doche Shabbos. Af moado ha'amur b'pesach doche as a Shabbos. So that's the word, says Hillel to the Bnei Beseira. The Ode Kal V'Chomer Hu. And also, it's not only a drasha, it's a Kal V'Chomer. Ma Tamid She'ein Onish Kareis Doches HaShabbos. If the carbon Tamid, which if you don't bring it, there is no Onesh. And yet, Doches HaShabbos, Pesach She'onish Kareis, Eino Dinshu Doches HaShabbos. Pesach, which is the Onish Kareis, if you don't bring it, right? One of the two mitzvahs I say, that if I don't do, I get Kareis. Of course, it's Doches HaShabbos. So it's a Gzeir Shava, and it's a Kal V'Chomer. Look at this reaction. Unbelievable. This is the Musar for the day. Miyad, Hoshivuhu Birosh, Uminu Nasi Aleihem. Bnei Beseira says, we are retiring. We are removing ourselves from the position. Hillel, you're the Nasi. Because they saw who this Hillel was. Vahayadoresh Kala Yom Kulo Be'ilchas Pesach. And they started giving shir. That was the Musa that we take. The Bnei Beseira realized that Hillel should be the Gadol Adar, she should be the Nasi, and they got off their out of their position, and they allowed him to be the leader. The Me'iri here says, it wasn't Dafka because he was so smart. That wasn't it. Says the Me'iri right here, it was because the Imakir, read you the line, Koshin Isman and Manhig Alatzibur. Anybody who's appointed a leader, ro'i lo shehi mishtanda b'chokocho lahanhika ra'ui, lahanhaga mesura lo. If you're a leader, you have to try your best. Vim nismana nasi lahanigas daro b'divrei Torah, umile shmaya. If you're appointed to be a spiritual leader, ra'ui lo shehi shalem ubaki b'cholin yane hora'a. One has to know what they're doing. You have to be able to paskin the responsibilities that the position requires. The yodeya lashiv v'chomi shebalakantaro. The imakir ba'atzmo she'eno ra'ui lakach. And if you know that there's someone else that could fill the position better, shevach lo shelo yizbayesh lahaniach es kitro, do not be embarrassed to leave your crown, lemasro lemisha ra'uilo, right, to give it to the one who is more ra'ui. As it says, al ziknei b'seirosh, ayu nisiyim v'yaduin b'manhigim b'chol hara v'yamru, and once it happens with Hillel, and they couldn't do it, and they said, Hillel, you're the man. You're the man, you're the one that has to be given it. And the Meiri continues and says it wasn't just because of his chachma, it was because of the misora that he had. It was that he had the gzeira shava. Af hamotzi atzmo baki v'shalem v'yodea la'ashiv b'chol davar. Even if you're smarter, lo yachlet es hadvar misvaraso ela bedavar sha'seichel more ala mipi ha'kabbalah shekol shemora hora misvaras atzmo b'lo hechrich nosin mako mepischon pal atzmo lachlok. If it's all based on logic, somebody else could, you know, logic could be argued back and forth. But it comes to misora, as we're going to see in a minute, at the continuation of the conversation, gzeira shava, says that you have to be very wary about. If somebody has a stronger, so to speak, misora than you, they didn't have a misora about this halacha. That's what the Meiri says, the godless of the Bnei Beseira, that they stepped down from their position. We continue. Says the Gemara. And besides giving shir, though, this is very un-Hillel-like. We know all the other stories of Hillel and Shas. Hitzchel mekantron bedvarim. He starts saying to them, you know, it's kind of their fault that they don't know the halacha. Amr lahen, mi gorm lachem she'elem mi bavel ve'eyen nasi aleichem. You know why I'm here? You know what made me come up from Bavel and be the Nasi and get the answer that you didn't know? Atzlus shahaisa lachem, it was laziness. Shloshi mashtem shnei gdolei hadar shvayv avtalyon. You could have also serviced the gdolei hadar. But this, again, this is very un-Hillel-like. So the Mefarshim explain, it must be that, no, the point is he's saying, I don't really deserve this. I'm not so great, you're appointing me, but it's all hashgacha. It's not that I'm so great. It's just that if Hashem must be wanting to teach you a lesson, but it's not me. I happen to be in the right place at the right time. I'm the tool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I'm not someone that should be getting this position. That's how maybe you have to understand it. Amru lo, they said, Rebbe, Amlo Rebbe, Shachach. Okay, so that was the end of the conversation. Stop there again for a minute. Second Chashukei Chemed of the day, before we continue the story. The Chashukei Chemed says, talking about Shimush of Talmidei Chachamim. That's what is mentioned here. Shimish Negdoli Hadar. So he quotes a question here as follows, talking about servicing a Talmud Chacham. Ruvain Talmud Chacham. V'hischayev l'Shimon, Shimon did something for Reuven, and Reuven says, okay, I'm going to learn with you. I promise that I'm going to have a chavrusah with you. He made a neder. V'hischayev l'Shimon l'omonim kol yom shatayim, v'meshach chameshanim. 2 hours a day for 5 years. He must have done something really good for him. Right? 2 hours a day for 5 years. V'zos b'gol sh'Shimon asa lo tova, v'nodro al-kach al-das ravim, l'Reuven hadavar kasha. Reuven saw after a couple of months that I can't do this. 2 hours with him? Kihu roe baze bizbuz zman, verotze lachzor mehanedar. Hu toin, Shimon haya binka chayev leitiv. Shimon did it for me, but, you know, as time goes further, you know, was it really a great thing that he did? I have akaras hatov, but, you know, it's a limit. Ki ruben haya basakaras defashos, he had to save me. Meidach, toin Shimon. Shimon says, shegam hillel naase legodel ador, beglal shashimish bo shmayev avtalion. I want to be mishamish you. Says Shimon did it because he was Mishami. I want to be Mishami Shu. So Shimon knew this Gemara. So Tshuva, he quotes, Sha'avo pi shi'itachin, even though it's possible that Shimon did it because he was mukhrach to do it, but Reuven made a neder. Reuven made a neder to learn with him. So Lachora, he has to keep learning with him unless Shimon is mochel. Unless Shimon is mochel, once a neder is taken, there's no way for him to get out of it. And he quotes, look in Ramosha's Tshuva. Ramosha, very important line in Ramosha. In Evan Ezer, Chelik Dalid, Simin Chaf Vav, he quotes Horesi, Acharesi, in the middle of a tshuva about something else. Shekol Tamar Chacham, Afshit Sarich La'atzmo, Vihu Gadol Me'od, even though he's a great Tamar Chacham, and he might say, well, I need to learn by myself, and that's the best way to use my time, Michuyav L'lmod, L'lamed, Mikzazman, Im B'nei Achim, Am Achirim, Avshem is batel mitoras atzmo. Even if a person feels that it's bitul Torah for himself, he has a chiyuv to learn with others who are quote unquote not in as strong a space as him. The hevesi raya. What's my biggest raya from Rabbi Preda, the Gemara in Erevin we had. Right, Rabbi Preda taught the Talmud 400 times. Right, he taught him again 400 times. Shelimi Latamid Kasha Havana Shahutrach Lomodimo Dalan Meas Hoyosir Tovim Laman Vatsmo Vailo Schar Godol. Right, and what happened? Remember that Gemara? He got 400 more years to his life and he got Olam Haba for his whole generation. That's pretty good. But he should, why didn't he learn by himself? What do you see from that Gemara? No, you have a chiv to give to others. How much? Listen to this line. Umistaverli Shugamkin Shir Meiser. Asiris Hazman. Shahoyo Yishlo Lomo Torah. A tenth of your learning time, says Ramoshe, give Meiser. Give Meiser in money, Meiser Ksafim, Meiser Zman. If you're learning, you got to give a Meiser of your time to learning with others. Okay, that's Ramosha's suggestion. How much? If somebody's learning, but they have a responsibility to the seabor, to be melamed. So how much? He says, at least Meiser. Okay, we continue. Last skinny line. Amrulo. So they said, well, now that you're here, let me ask you some other questions. Rebbe Shachach Velohevi Sakin Me Erev Shabbos Mahu. What happens if somebody forgot to bring the knife to the Azara on Erev Pesach Mahu? What is the halacha? Are they allowed to bring it? Again, carrying the knife to be able, it should have been done before Shabbos. Are they allowed to bring it? Rashi discusses this. What's the shaila? Mahu havo asakin eino doche do eshelam evin me'asmo lo ma'yase. The question isn't, you know, should they have brought it before? And of course they should have. What do they do now? Amar lahen halacha zu shamati v'shachachti. Says Hillel, oh, I knew that halacha, but I forgot. This is ironic. He was just appointed, and now this is a halacha that they're asking him, and he doesn't know. Which clearly shows this is all siyata d'shmaya here. We'll see after this fire, we'll see why he forgot it on Amid Beis. Ella Hanach Lan Li Yisrael. But Hillel said, you know what? Let's wait to see what Am Yisrael does. Im Ein Neviim Heim, B'nei Neviim Heim. So they waited Lamachar the next day, which sounds like the question was the previous day. Right, that they were asking, what happens if people forgot? Lamachar, Misha Pischo Tleh, whoever brought a sheep, Tochba Betzimro, put the knife in the wool of the animal, and that the animal carried it in its wool. Misha Pischo Gedi, Tochba Ben Karnav, and whoever had a goat, put it between its horns. I mean, he carried it in an unusual way, and the animal carrying it, and that's what was allowed. Ra, my son, and this guy, Halacha, Hillel says, oh yeah, now I know, I remember what the Halacha is. V'amar, Ta'am Kubani Bishvayev Avtanyam. That's what they said. They said to put it in the animal in an unusual way, and carrying it that way, and that's what Klal Yisrael did. Pukhazi, we see what was done. Tosfos here discusses something that we discussed back in Maseches Zvachim. We had a daf in Shir about this. And that is, we know the Dalet Avodos of an Behema, Shchita Kabbalah Holacha Zrika. So Kabbalah Sadam has to be done in a Kli Sharis, in a Kli that has inherent sanctified Kedusha from the Beis HaMikdash. That's what gives the blood Kedusha. What about Shchita? Shchita, we know, is a different type of Avoda than the other three. Kabbalah Holacha and Zrika have to be done by a Kohen. What about Shchita? Shchita, we know, is Kshir Bazar. Right, even a Zohar could do the Shechita. Remember that we had that? What was that? 2 days ago. We had Shachat Yisrael on Daf Samach Dalet. Right, Shechita Ksheir Bizarre. Right, so Shechita will be done. Do you need a Kli Sharis by Shechita? Do I have to use a special kind of knife by Shechita's carbon? Or can I use my knife from home? A Shechita of Achul, a special Shechita knife. But can I use a knife from home? Or do I have to use a special knife? That is a major Machlokas Rishonim. Major Machlokas Rishonim. It is not cleared Mishnayis. Right, after all, look in Izel Makoman. Right, those who say Karbanis every morning, the Izel Makoman, the Mishnah and Daf Mem Zayin, what does the Mishnah say? Right, when it comes to Kachim, V'kibol Daman B'chli Shares Patsafon. Right, Kabbalat Adam is done with a Kli Shares. But it's not, the previous line doesn't say anything about Shechita. Right, just said, the Kibol Daman B'chli Shares. Mashma Shechita doesn't need a Kli Shares. Tosva says, V'im Tomar, but we need a Kli Shares. Tosva's Shechita is that you do need a Kli Shares by Shechita. Right, various different opinions. The Rambam holds Shechita, Kli Sharis is either lechatchila and not b'dieved. The Ritva holds, this is what we discussed, we had a daf b'i and shir, hopefully it's on the OU website, those who want to listen from a couple of years ago. Right, the Ritva says it has to be semi-kadosh, but not totally kadosh. Either way, different opinions, but Tosfos L'shitaso here says that you need a Kli Sharis, and that's why they're worried. If they didn't bring the knife, is that a raya? Which way? So the Rashba here says, well, it's a raya that you don't need, because they're bringing their own knives. Right, other Rishonim are going to have to say, they're bringing a knife that was Makudash already. You got to work out, because some sources seem to say you do need, some sources seem to say that you don't need. So okay?
There's no issue with the Zohar then touching the
Klisharis. A Zohar touching the Klisharis would not be a problem. Some Rishonim say, right, there is a Deya of the Rishonim there that we spoke about that... that that said, just want to look it up, Rabbi Ephraim in Tosfos quoted some deyas. There was a deya that said that you don't need, based on the fact that Shechita Kshira Bazar. I have to look back at it, but most Rishonim, Lachora, would say that you would not need a Kli. The Pashtus is that a Zar can touch a Kli Sharis, as long as he's Tahar, right, also be Matame. Right, he has to be Tahar anyway for the Beis HaMikdash. Right, okay. We continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, fourth line. Nemar Moado Bepezach and Nemar Moado Betamid. So now we're going to quote Hillel's arguments from before. Ma Moado Hamar Betamid Dochas Shabbos, Ma Moado Hamar Bepezach Dochas Shabbos. The word Moado, the Tamid Gufim Inala the Dochi Shabbos. So just like Moado of Carbon Tamid is Doche, so to Moado of Pesach. How do we know Carbon Tamid is Doche? Minala the Dochi Shabbos. Elaim Mishin Dechse Bemoado. Is it because you have the word Bemoado? And that's how you know from that word it's Doche Shabbos. Pesach Nami, Aksib Mo'be Mo'ado. Why is Tamid any more straightforward and Pashit than Pesach? They both have the word Mo'ado. So why are you sure by Tamid and not sure by Pesach? Ela Mo'ado, lo mashmalei. The word Mo'ado can't be mashma anything in its time. Maybe that only means on weekday. So Achanami Mo'ado lo mashmalei. So too on a weekday. So Ela Makra. Ola, so too by Tamid. It shouldn't mean that. Ela Makra, Ola Shabbos b'Shabbato, al Olas HaTamid. So it's explicit. You bring the carbon of Shabbos besides the carbon of Tamid that you already brought. So it says that explicitly. Michlal Ola de Tamid Karva b'Shabbos. So it's clear. And once you know it by Shabbos, then you know it by Tamid. Amar Mar, let's quote. And what was the second argument Hillel said? V'yor kalvachomer. Uma Tamid she'ein onish karis dochez haShabbos. If the carbon Tamid, which is not chayef karis, if you do not bring it. And yet it's Docha Shabbos, Pesach, Sha'anis Kariz, you know, Dinsh Docha Shabbos. So surely Pesach, says the Gemara, Ika Lemifrach, that Kavachomer can be knocked down, Ma L'Tamid, Shekin Tadir V'Kalil. Carbon Tamid has something unique that Pesach does not have. It's Tadir, right, it's every day, and it's Kalil, and it's Kulo, Hukrav, Hutnut Nisraf, Carbon Ola is unique, right, it's totally burned on the Mizbeach. So maybe that's why it's different, and you would be able to do it even on Shabbos, unlike Pesach. So Kavachomer, so you're right, it's a problem. That's a good problem on the Kavachomer. So Kavachomer Amaluberesha Oparchua. Really, it was the opposite order. Hillel first told them the Kavachomer, and they asked on it, Vahadar Amaluhu Gzereshava. And then he said the Gzereshava. This was the Meiri's point before. That why did Bnei Bezerah remove themselves? Because of the Misora, right? They knocked him out with the Kavachomer. It was the Gzereshava that, oh, okay. And that's when they remove themselves. Says the Gemara, V'chiachar, the Gemara, Gzeira Shava, Kavachomer Lamali. If he had a Gzeira Shava in his back pocket, so then, why do you even say the Kavachomer? He had the Gzeira Shava. So, Elo Liditu Kamalu. He was just talking L'shita Sam. Bishlama Gzeira Shava, Lo Gamriso. Fine, Hillel says, you don't agree with the Gzeira Shava. Because, Dein Adam Don Gzeira Shava Me'atzmo. After all, a person cannot be Don Gzeira Shava on their own. Person not Don Gzeira Shava Me'atzmo. You need it from a Rebbe. Right, this is a Gemara, right? All the other ones are up to debate. This is a Machlokas Rashi Tosas, we have mentioned in the past, in Sukkah, Daflam, and Aleph. Everybody agrees, Gzeira Shava, you need a Rebbe. Because after all, what's a Gzeira Shava? A word here, a word there, says the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Torah is such a large book, obviously you're going to have repeat words in different places. Oh, it says the word S here, and the word S there. You can't make it up. So it has to be based on Misora. So Gzeira Shava for sure comes from Misora. Kalvachomer is based on yourself. Logic. Okay, along with the Rebbe, what about everything else? Machlokas Rashi Tosas. What about Hekish and Ribu Yamiyet and Klalu Prat? That's a Machlokas, which is the rule and which is the exception. But either way, Gzeira Shava is for sure. Gzeira Shava, a person cannot say on their own, so Hillel says, if you don't know that one, fine. Ela Kavachomer da 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 me'atzmo. Ibai lechulameitam. What about a Kavachomer? You should say it. So Amrule, Kavachomer prichahu. So he tried to say the Kavachomer, but they said, no, we don't like that Kavachomer, and therefore they knocked it out. So they had to be left with the Gzeira Shava. Fine. Omar Ma period the Machar. So what happened the next day? Hillel said with the next question, if you got your knife, let's wait. And what they do, Lamachar, Misha Bisco Tle, Tochev Lo Betzimro, Gidi, Tochev Lo Ben Karnov. I says the Gemara, isn't this an Isser? The Ka'avid Avoda Bekachim. It's an Isser of Avoda. You're not allowed to use a carbon to do work. Avoda Bekachim. Rashi quotes, you're violating the Isser of Lo Savod Bivchar Sharecha. An Isser Daraisa. Says the Gemara, Kehillel. Well, maybe they acted like another shita of what Hillel used to do. Titania, Amru alav al Hillel, mi yamav lo ma'al adam ba'olaso. Nobody ever violated Me'ilah from Hillel's carbon. Why? Because he always waited to be makdish it. Elamivia chulin la'azara. He always brought it as chulin to the azari. It was still a chulin animal. Umakdisha, and he was makdish it there. V'somech yado aleha, and then he did smicha on it. V'shochta, he shechted it, so nobody ever violated Me'ilah from Hillel's carbon, because he was makdish it only once he came to the Beis HaMikdash. All the achronim here get in on the act of Me'ilah and Avoda Bekachim, relating this to the Akedah, to Akedah Yitzchak and Avraham and Avram and Yitzchak. The Mefarshim say, Heichlokach Avram Avinu es ha'etzim, v'hinicham al Yitzchak, asur lasos avodah bekachim. Yitzchak was a karbon, you put the wood on Yitzchak, you're using Yitzchak, you're piling something on Yitzchak. Just like here, you're putting the knife onto the karbon, you're putting the wood on Yitzchak. So the Yeshua's Yaakov says, shalazehis kavin Yitzchak. That's what Yitzchak meant by ayeh hasela ola. Because he said, you're putting it on me, so I must not be a karbon. I thought I was a carbon. But where's the seh? Shatama imken kesed huta laniach alamasa. Al-kach, eshivu Abraham, Elokim yirelo haseh lahakrivo. Hainu, ulay HaKadosh Baruch Hu yirtze shenakriv seh, v'imlo, zu kavanas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo'ola b'ni. He's b'ni makrav him now. Right, b'maktash him now, like Hillel used to do. That's the Yeshua's Yaakov. Others, the Rebbe Reb Heschel, the Chanukah Zatorah, says similarly, Bevada mitchila savor haya Yitzchak, ki hu atzmo. He thought he was the carbon. Akasheraz, aviv, uminiach, loatzi ola, he said he must not be a carbon. Heri kachem aser bavoda, avil bevarm shein sorach a carbon. And then therefore, if he uses him, he goes through, but all the Achronim say similar idea. Maybe he's only being Makdashim now. That was Yitzchak's question. Good. So that was what happened here, that they acted like Hillel, and they weren't Makdashim until later, right? Tosfos also goes to Yerushalmi on top. Kol avoda shel tzorech hakarbon ein bo meila, right? That if it's tzorech hakarbon, there is no meila. Is this tzorech hakarbon? You could have done it beforehand. V'chulu. Says the Gemara, continuing though. Pesach b'Shabbos echi mazi makdash lei. But we're talking about on Shabbos. You can be makdash something on Shabbos. It's a mishnah beitza. You can't do that. V'atnan ein makdishin ve'ein ma'arichim imachrim. It's included in the isser of masu umatan on Shabbos. You're not allowed to transfer a reshus. You can't be makdish, you can't be marich, right? Like the arachin, vein machrimin, another way of making something hektish, vein makbein shumus and maestras, kol elu biyantav amru kalvachomer b'shabbos. So you can't be makdish. So the Gemara answers, no, wait a minute. Hani mi li b'chovosh en kavur lemzman. You can't be makdish something that you don't have to be makdish today. If you have a choice, you can be makdish it tomorrow. Abo b'chovosh en kavur lemzman, makdishin. But if you don't have a choice, this is the way to get your Karban Pesach, which has a chiyuv to do it today, so then you have to be makdish it. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, makdish adam es pischo b'shabbos v'chagigaso b'yantif. Rabbi Yochanan says, you ought to be makdish it on Shabbos if need be, and the Karban Chagiga on Yantif if need be. Right? So that's, you see, if you don't have a choice, then you are allowed to, you're allowed to do that. So the Achiezer of Chaim Ozer discusses, why couldn't you be makdish it b'machshava? Like we know, you can be mafresh shumus and maestros b'machshava. What about be makdash b'machshava? He discusses whether that could work, whether you can be makdash something b'machshava and it could already be something that would have halachic ramifications. Okay, continues the Gemara. V'halo mechamer. Okay, fine. The isser of hakdasha we explain. What about mechamer? We discuss it back in Shabbos. There's an isser d'oraisa of using an animal to work with an animal on Shabbos. There's a difference between mechamer and shvisas behema. We're not going to go back into that right now. But mechamer is an issue. You're not allowed to use an animal to work with you on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, mechamer kalachar yad. You're doing it in an unusual way. You're sticking a knife into the wool between the horns. It's unusual mechamer. Says the Gemara, it's told to asur, mechamer kalachar yad, nihi nami, nihi di isur daraisa, laki isur darabanam yeika, isn't it still darabanan? Still an isur darabanan to do a malacha in an unusual way. So the Gemara said, no, that's exactly was the question of the B'nai B'Seira. Hainu tekaboy minei, that's what the B'nai B'Seira asked Hillel. Dovra sheyesh lo heter min haTorah. If you're allowed to do something, be da'oraisa. V'dvar shvus omeid lefanav. La'akro kilachar yad. And you could find a way to do it in a d'rabanan way. B'makam mitzvah mai. That was their question. If you forgot the knife and you could carry it in this way, Do we allow that? Do we allow an Isser Durabanan, Kilachar Yad, B'maka Mitzvah? And that's what he said. Amalayan, Halachazu, Shamati, V'shachachti, Elahanichanan Li Yisrael, Emei Nevi'im Hein, B'nei Nevi'im Hein. Period. Okay. Now we have a few lighter, not Agada, but other statements. Amar Yehuda Marav. Kala Misyaher, if anybody becomes arrogant, acts in an arrogant way, from the word Yuhara. Kala Misyaher. Im Chacham Hu. If he is a Talmud Chacham, Chachmaso mistalekas bimenu. His Chachma leaves him. Im Navihu, Nivuaso mistalekas bimenu. His Nivua leaves him. Where do you know that from? Im Chachamu Chachmaso mistalekas bimenu mehila. If you know, how do you know if he's a, the Chachma, you know that from Hillel, from our story, Damar Mar. Hiskel Makantra Midvarim. He felt, even though Hillel was Anamikal Adam, remember the stories in the shower on Erev Shabbos. Right, it says Hillel. Even Hillel wasn't perfect. Even Hillel here. So Makantra Bidvarim, the Ka'amar Lahu, he started feeling a little bit, even though maybe he was Zugel Hashem Shamayim, whatever it was. The Ka'amar Lahu Halachazu Shamati Vishachachti. So you see a little bit, he forgot it. Im Naviyu, it was all Hashkacha. So we see also from here that remembering and forgetting isn't only natural. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps me remember, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes me to forget. Im Navi hu nevuasa misalekas bimenu. And if I'm a Navi, the Nevua leaves me. Mi Devorah, you know that from Devorah, Dechsev, as Devorah's son, she, in her shir, she writes, Devorah chadlu prazon b'Yisrael chadelu, ad, right, nobody lived in open cities, until I came along. Ad shakamti Devorah, shakamti ein b'Yisrael. V'chulu, so you see, she all of a sudden said, but until I came along, things were difficult. Dechsev, and the very next psukim in the shira says, Uri, Uri, Devorah, Uri, Uri, Dabri, shir, v'chulu, wake up, Devorah, start saying shir, meaning she lost her Nevuah. Now she is trying to get it again. The Eitz Yosef here says in the Ein Yaakov, Gaiva cannot be in the same abode as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, and that's why Chachma and Nevuah, which flow from Hashem, right, that is that can exist. If somebody raises themselves up, that Chachma leaves and Nevuah leaves, because ultimately Chachma and Nevuah are based on MS. And Chosamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is MS, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot live with someone who is not MS, right? We discussed right there the Gemara in Shabbos about the Chos Bav Hashem is MS, also mentioned the Otzer Atfilis in the past, the beautiful thought that was shown to the Vilna Gaon, and the Vilna Gaon thought that it was a Ha'ara Nechona, that the 16 words in V'yatziv V'nachon are all parallel to the 16 psukim in Shema. They're all parallel. The Yatzav and Nachon, Mekam Yashar, and the Ozer Tfilas. He goes through each pasuk. But Shema Yisrael is parallel to Emes, and then Viyatziv, and then Menachon, and Vekayam. So Shema is connected to Emes because the Chosam of Hashem is Emes. The Gra saw that Vart and he said, "Oh, I like it." So usually we hear the Gravarts and we like it, but there it's quoted in the Ozer Tfilas that the Gra liked that. Okay, we continue. Reish Lakish Amar. Kol Adam Shekoes. Anyone who gets angry. Im Chachamu Chachmaso Mistalakas Bimenu. If he is a Chacham, his Chachma leaves him. Im Navi Hu Nevuaso Mistalakas Bimenu. If he's a Navi, his Nevuah leaves him. Im Chachamu Chachmaso Mistalakas Bimenu. Mi Moshe. You know that from? None other than Moshe Rabbeinu. Dechsiv. Vayiksof Moshe Apakudei Achayil. V'chulu. We know. Moshe got angry at the soldiers that came back. Vixiv Ayomer Elazar HaKoen. Elanshi Hatzava. Habayim Lacham Alchama. Zos Lugas HaTorah Asher Tzivah Hashem El Moshe. Elazar said over the halachas. Michalda Moshe Yalamine. Moshe forgot because he got angry at the time. The Ben Yoyada here says, why wasn't Moshe used as an example of a Navi? Why was he used as an example of a Chacham? Why? Because Moshe couldn't lose his Nevuah. He lost his Chachma, but Moshe was defined as the Navi par excellence. When Hashem gave him Nevuah in Parsha Shmos, that's it. It can't be taken away from him, the Nevuah. So, yeah, okay, for 40 years, Hashem didn't speak to him, but that was where there was a Nevuah for Klal Yisrael. But being defined as a Navi in a time when he's supposed to get Nevuah, it can't be taken away from him. That's the Ben Yoyada. Chachma can be taken away from him. Im Navi Yunavos Mesalakas, Imenu Me Elisha, you know that from Elisha, when Elisha was talking to Yehoram. Dechsev, Lulei, Panai, Pnei Yehoshaphat, Melch Yehuda, Nino, say, or we're not for Yehoshaphat, Imabit Elecha Vimarecha, I wouldn't be looking at you, Vechulu. Dechsev, and right after that, you see, he lost his Nevuah, Vyatak, Chuli, Minagain, Vayakinagain, Hamanagain, Vatia, Love, Yan Hashem, Vechulu. He had to be inspired with song in order to get the Nevuah back. One more section. Amar Rabbi Mani Bar Patish, Kol Shekoes, Afilu Poskadov, Gedula Min HaShamayim. More reason also, anybody gets angry, even if there's greatness that you're supposed to get from Shemayim, it is removed. Minalon me Eliav. You know that from Eliav, David Amelech's older brother. Shenemar. Vayicharaf Eliav David. When David came to the field of Goliath, and Eliav sees his little brother, he says, "What are you doing here?" Vayomer, Lamaze Yiratzav. Amina Tashtem Aratzon Hayna Bidbar. Aren't you supposed to be guarding our sheep? What are you doing here? He got angry at little David. Eliav. You just came to see what's going on. You wanna know what's current events. So he started screaming at David and he got angry. And when Shmuel came to anoint one of the sons of Yishai, what does it say? Each one, he says, this one, and each one, no, not this one, and by Eliab, ube Eliab ksiv, vayomer Hashem el Shmuel, al talbit el mareyu beel gova komaso. Don't look at his chitzonius, ki ma'astiyu, because I have become disgusted with him. What is that mashba? That originally, he was the one. Michlal davi rachim le'ad ho'idna. Until now, he was supposed to be the one, but he was removed. Eliab was, it was supposed to be Eliab HaMelech, not David HaMelech. But he was removed, and David HaMelech then was Zoche in his spot. Okay, we'll have to continue with this. Baruch Hashem, great to be back here from Beit Shemesh. Baruch Hashem, we will continue.